By the end of the year, a long-awaited highway bypass in Kokomo will be open, and one around North Vernon will be half-finished. But as communities around the state get new roads to alleviate traffic jams, the city of Greencastle is left to wait and wonder. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, the city has heard about a possible U.S. 231 bypass since the 1980s, and even showcased proposed maps just after the turn of the century. But traffic on the Courthouse Square remains unchanged.
It's 9 o'clock on a Friday morning on Greencastle's Courthouse Square, and trucks struggle to navigate a 90-degree turn on U.S. 231. It's one of two difficult turns less than a mile from one another on the highway, and one Greencastle Mayor Sue Murray says frightens her as a driver.
I avoid this corner now. I was sitting up here, and I wasn't at the stop bar, but these overextended, it was a wide load, and it was a longer load than normal, and he couldn't. I had to back up to that crosswalk for him to get around the corner.
Murray would like the Indiana Department of Transportation to help fund a rerouting of the road around downtown so trucks don't need to swing into oncoming lanes to make the turn. Former Putnam County Economic Development Council member Dave Bomer tried to start that planning process in 2000 and 2001.
Flew over and even drew a map of where you could do a bypass. Unfortunately, that got circulated and got a lot of farmers mad. So I decided I was out of the map-making business at that point.
About 100 miles to the southeast, North Vernon Mayor Harold Soup Campbell got to the next stage, but not until he heard complaints from his urban constituents.
A big part of my opposition was we're going to kill North Vernon. Sometimes it's hard to kill something that almost resembles death anyway.
Campbell's constituents were worried that bypasses cut through farmland and cut off downtown business from traffic. Still other business owners think the trucks drive away customers. But Campbell had an ace up his sleeve, a flying ace of sorts. He knew the military wanted to expand its use of his city's airport. Campbell believes a promise to be able to service large military planes by expanding the airport's runway and a tech park anchored by a 100-acre Lowe's hardware distribution site helped get both the road project and those planes off the ground. But that was 5 years ago during the Mitch Daniels administration, when the state still had some of the $3.8 billion it got from leasing the Indiana Toll Road. Now the priorities are different.
Our view is, first take care of what you have. Second, finish what you started, and then, third, plan for the future.
That's NDOT spokesman Will Wingfield, who says Greencastle's bypass maps existed at a time when projects were talked about, even if they weren't likely to happen.
We're under a new era where we're, not discussing projects that don't have any expectation of being funded in the near term. We don't want to give communities and businesses hope if we just don't see that in the forecasts.
Back in Greencastle, Bomer and Murray are watching the trucks make the tight turn around the courthouse.
Now that's unusual for a Walmart truck. Unless they
look at that.
A semi has turned into the path of an oncoming SUV.
And that guy was coming up and coming into the left lane, and he realized it could have ruined his day if he hadn't stayed to the right.
Another accident avoided. And in fact, the Greencastle Police Department could only locate records for 6 accidents at this corner since 2010, only 2 of which specifically mentioned semis. Campbell's bypass is slated for completion in 2014. He thinks if Murray can land a big industrial site and create a few hundred jobs, that could help her prospects.
I mean, I know what they did for 1,000 employees up at Greensburg and Honda. Rebuilt the interstate exits and to get their own highway in and all that. I think what she has to do is become possibly more aggressive on the economic development side of it.
But for now, the brakes have been put on Greencastle's plans. That's left politicians and business owners, much like the curb of the sidewalk trucks now have to climb over to make their turn, low. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.